You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman, and it's time to welcome in SLU Chaffetz School of Business Professor Jerome Katz. He is our KMOX business analyst. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to talk about two very different topics with ties to St. Louis Walmart, prescription deliveries, and MLS Soccer League stats. Now, let's start with Walmart. Missouri is one of six states where that company is starting pharmacy deliveries on top of its other delivery services. Why and how will this work?
Well, they're trying to take on CVS and Walgreens, both of those big drug stores. CVS has 25% of the market, Walgreens 15%, Walmart only 5%. CVS and Walgreens are under all sorts of profit pressures. Remember, Walgreens just announced the closure of 1,200 locations nationally. Walmart sees this as a chance to get more people, to grab customers from these other places. So what they're offering is free delivery. It's free to everyone if it's $35 or more. If you are a Walmart Plus member, which is about $100 a year, it's free. And it's delivered along with your regular orders from Walmart. So that's one of the things that they're offering. They're hoping it gets them a bigger share of the pharmacy market. They're rolling it out, like you said, to six states right now. We'll get same-day delivery in about a month or two. And then early next year, they say the end of January, we'll see. But early next year, they're going to expand it all across the country. So it should make it easier for people to get prescriptions delivered to their home. And it is Walmart's prescriptions do take insurance. So if you're fortunate to have that, it's one more advantage.
Jerry, when it comes to professional sports leagues in this country, I see kids wearing MLS jerseys all over the place. Tell me about MLS attendance and the impact it is having around the country.
Well, we've got to see how much buzz there's been for City SC, which is one of the MLS teams. And while St. Louis in some ways has been one of the national leaders with enormous attendance and a lot of buzz, even when the team hasn't been doing so well, the whole league is actually reflecting pretty much what we're seeing here in St. Louis. Their attendance is up by about 5% this year, about 14% last year. Their sponsorship, which is a major source of money, is up like over 25%. So they're taking in more money. They're having more of an economic impact. In fact, City SC and Greater St. Louis did an economic impact study, and City SC contributed $168 million to the St. Louis economy in the past year. So what we're seeing across the country is that people really like MLS soccer. They're attending games. They're spending more money. They're enticing other companies to promote MLS more through sponsorships. And they're having a 25% increase in social media impact. Just to remember, this contrasts with the WNBA, which had a 400% increase in social media impact in the past year. So the WNBA is having their best season ever and golden beyond belief. MLS is doing okay, though.
Jerry, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you.
Have a great week.